it is time to ask the Riddle-O, the Ready to Love Officer Tommy and Junior. Here we go. Flip in Carrollton writes, my cousin is a single mom and she asks for help to buy Christmas presents for her 3 kids. I want to help her, but I see what she spends her money on and she looks like she's doing just fine. Am I wrong for judging her? Should I help her out?
Oh, well, she's spending her money on herself and she's looking all fly and everything. Mm-hmm. And she done forgot to save money for her kids. Mm. So her priorities are in the wrong place and now she needs some help and you're trying to decide if you should help or not. Mm. Do you want to look past her faults and see the kids' needs?
You're judging her yourself right now.
Yeah, I'm judging her. I don't want a dog. I love kids, so I don't want... Get them one bike. It's 3 kids?
Uh-huh, 3 kids.
They just going to have to ride this one bike together. They just going to have to, you know.
Do kids ride bikes anymore?
Yeah, they ride bikes. They still ride bikes.
Yeah. I'm just asking. Okay.
We used to ride 3 to a bike back in the 80s. You can ride 3 on a bike.
Now, they're not doing that.
One on the handlebars and 2 on the...
They ain't never been on no handlebars. They don't know nothing about that.
Well, you know, the they kids have to wear nowadays. Yeah, nowadays. You're right.
Yeah, they can wear helmets and stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't help them kids get a damn thing. The mama keep dressing with this Louis Vuitton, this Gucci on. You got to give up something for your kids. And y'all know these people exist in our family. You know, we tell them, I'm not doing this year. Yeah, I'm not doing this year with you like this, and I'm not doing it.
All right.
Everybody getting $50 from me.
That's it.
But Gucci right, down, head to toe. Gucci.
Head to toe.
And your kid ain't got but one shoe on. You wrong.
All right, moving on to Nia in Germantown. Nia says, I'm married and my husband is the best dad and provider, but he's turned into a homebody and refuses to go to a holiday party with me. I can't go alone because it's couples only. Would I be wrong to invite my work husband to go with me?
Come
on, Nia.
Right there. All right, you're going to get yourself in something.
Here comes the mess.
Okay. Soon as your work husband get out there and get to sipping and tipping, it's going to go to another level. I'm just telling you. You and work husband going to take it to the next level. All right? And all this homebody thing, you're going to mess up what you got at the house. Because we already know work husband just been waiting, just laying in the cut. Yeah. I hope we go to the big party together.
Junior.
Yeah. What's all this? We taking my work husband to the party. What is this? Do you hear yourself? Uh-huh. You know Clive crazy.
It was Clive, the husband of the work husband.
You know Clive crazy.
He's the husband.
Yeah.
What's the work husband's name?
Jeff. I don't know what Jeff in here doing. But you know Clive crazy though.
Clive.
Why he don't like to go nowhere?
Clive sound like an ass whooping, don't he?
Yeah, don't he? Here come Clive.
All right, Nia. All right, moving on to Charles in Tampa. Charles says, my girlfriend went through my phone and she read a text from my mom asking me if I'm bringing that girl I am dating to Thanksgiving. I can see how that's offensive. What's worse, my mom's text or my girl going through my phone?
The worst is this girl going through this phone. Mama gonna be mama. Mama gonna say what mama gonna say.
She's not
this girl picking up your phone going through it is an issue.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Big one.
Yeah. And why are you reading his messages from his mom like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it was some other text messages. You done read mama's?
That's I don't know what you're doing. You should have read the one up under mama text. That's the one that had your intention. That's the one you need to be looking at. The one right up under mama, Cheryl. Need to be reading that one.
Look at the stuff you find.
Stay out that man's phone.
Yeah.
What's Cheryl say?
Right, Cheryl say it. I liked what you had on yesterday. So that's the one you need to be worried about.
All right, last one.
That one.
All right, last one, guys. Angie in Jersey City says, I'm in an open marriage, and I had sex with a guy that's 8 years younger, and he's got a nice six-pack. I showed my husband his picture. What? And he says he's too young for me. Is that the real issue, or is he mad because the man is muscular? Is so muscular.
See, some of this stuff just too open. I mean, it's open and then it's wide open. I don't like wide open. Wide open is just too much. This is wide open. Now first of all, you done told him who you've been. I don't know how this works, okay?
Yeah, because my marriage is closed.
Clearly. Yeah.
Closed, locked, sealed, you know, bank, right. One of them bank vaults. It's shut. So I don't understand the whole, this is who I with last week. Check out my boy. Look at my boy. Look at his stomach.
Crazy.
Ooh, that boy.
Can you imagine saying this to your wife or husband?
No, I cannot.
What?
No. I can't imagine Jackie coming home talking about me and Donovan going to the movie. You and Donovan going to do what?
That's Donovan.
Where you get these
names? I knew I didn't like Donovan. When I first met him.
You and Donovan going to the movie. I'm finna burn the whole movie theater down. You done lost your damn mind.
Talking about.
What would Tosh do if you just came home and showed him? What would Tosh do if you came home and showed him a man on your phone?
Well, let me just put it like this. We'll be watching the news.
When you start off with wealth, it's a problem.
Well.
Immediately.
I don't know if it's going to be Dateline.
Or the 6 o'clock local news.
It's going to be Forensic Files. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
48 Hours.
All the shows.
You're a newlywed.
Yeah.
Who?
What would Quisha say?
Me and Quisha been married only 2 years. Let Quisha have that. Just the idea. Just the idea. Why? Everything goes away that day.
And we don't have no more house. We're back in the apartment.
By myself.
And the dog is gone too.
Dog stay. Dog she too. Gone. Dog ain't did nothing. It's dog you. No.
Wow. Yeah, that's a bit.
If she showed you a six pack on the phone.
Who? My wife.
Yeah. Junior, these are hypotheticals. Junior got all serious.
Nah. For the answer right now. Hey! Quish! I'm gonna find this out right now. Quish!
She already write the letter.
You have a six pack on your phone?
Because it ain't yours.
It ain't mine. It's a six pack of soda. It better be on that. That's what it better be. A six pack of Sprite or Coke.
Or ginger ale.
My wife.
Well, we say we like ginger ale.
Yeah. Better be some ginger ale.
With the lawsuit.
Yes. Come on, man.
Only closed marriages on this show. I love it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.